From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM, and happy Veterans Day to all of you who have served, and of course, remember those who have fallen. Also, Remembrance Day in Canada, we cannot forget that. That started after World War I to pay tribute to the fallen and also those who serve. Just take a moment, if you haven't already, and be thankful for those men and women who have given their lives, their time, their efforts to protect you. Next hour, is there a secret government time travel project? Andrew Bisciago joins us. Who knows? Well, listen to this one. Those of you who listen to Coast will love this. Recent evidence shows that people who thrive at night have higher IQs. That means all of you. Are you the type who stays up late to finish your work, listen to Coast, or do you simply get up early to make a fresh start on the day? If it's the former, you may be pleased to learn that new research has found that those with higher IQs tend to be nocturnal night owls. Is there solid science behind this? Well, sleep researchers tend to divide people into two groups based on whether they exhibit morningness or eveningness. A recent study claims that eveningness is an evolutionary advancement that marks out more intelligent individuals, while those with lower IQs tend to restrict their activities primarily to daytime. So those people who listen to daytime talk radio and not nighttime, you can go up to them and say that you have a higher IQ than they am. Research backs that up, by the way. General Motors said it's recalling nearly 14,000 sedans to address potential problems with the power steering. Chrysler, meanwhile, is recalling about 16,000 Jeep Liberty SUVs to fix faulty windshield wiper systems. GM's recall involves certain 2010-11 model year Cadillac DTS and Buick Lucerne sedans with V8 engines. The cars have alternator cables that can wear through a power steering line, leading to a fluid leak. A leak could cause a loss of power steering and simply lead to a crash. General Electric will buy 25,000 electrical vehicles for its fleet through 2015, and the largest ever purchase of electric cars. GE said that it will begin an initial purchase of 12,000 vehicles from GM, starting with the Chevy Volt in 2011. GE said that it will add another series of vehicles as manufacturers expand their electric vehicle profiles. The first Chevrolet Volt is expected to roll off production lines later this month. Rates on fixed mortgages dropped to their lowest levels in decades this week after the Federal Reserve unveiled a massive bond buying program to help spur economic growth. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said the average rate for 30-year fixed loans fell to 4.17%, down from 4.24 last week. That's the lowest on record dating back to 1971. Catherine Austin Fitz on the line with us here. Catherine, is this good news or bad news? When mortgage rates fall, you expect that more homes will be sold. That's not happening yet.
No, and, you know, we're really in a mortgage limbo dance. You know, how low can you go? If you look at what's happening, George, there are so many barriers between people using those lower rates to their advantage. So you're not going to buy a home right now if you expect your income to drop or you don't have a job. And many of the people who would love to refinance at these rates can't because their house is underwater, and that includes me. You know, I'd love to do a refinancing in one of these things, but I can't do it because the house is underwater.
Yeah, that's true, and that happens with so many of us, and they just won't budge on that, will they?
Yeah, and I, you know, until you address how people can use their skills to create value in the real economy and get rising income, it doesn't matter because most people are in a real pincer movement. If you look at what's happening with the qualitative easing and the monetary policy, food prices and prices are going up. I just finished driving cross country, and at one place I paid $4.10 a gallon. Now I was in the desert, but you know, so people are being squeezed.
Catherine, I'm going to go out on a limb and predict that mortgage rates for 30-year fixed loans will fall to about 2 or 2.5%.
You may be right, George. It could happen.
Yeah.
It really could happen.
All right. You stay in touch with me. I want to talk with you before Thanksgiving, too. We've got some stuff coming.
Okay, great.
Thanks. Catherine Austin Fitz. Her website, Solari solari.com, part of our Twitter feed at coasttocoastam.com. Well, this could be a sign of the times. Regulators have begun granting telecommunications companies the go-ahead to simply stop mass printing residential phone books. Goodbye, a fixture of Americans' kitchen counters, refrigerator tops, junk drawers, you name it, closets, that's where I keep mine. In the past month alone, New York, Florida, Pennsylvania approved Verizon Communications' request to quit distributing residential white pages. Residents in Virginia have until November 19th to provide comments on a similar request pending with state regulators. Telephone companies argue that most consumers now check the internet rather than flip through pages when they want to reach out and touch someone. I got to tell you, though, when's the last time you looked at a white pages? The print is so small, you need a magnifying glass to even read anything. You really do. The first telephone directory was issued back in 1878. Can you believe that? Dino De Laurentiis, legendary producer of such cult films as Flash Gordon and Dune, has died in Los Angeles at the age of 91. Very creative. Star Dick Van Dyke says porpoises saved his life by pushing him back to shore after he fell asleep on his surfboard. The 84-year-old veteran actor told reporters how his ordeal began during his ill-fated trip to his local beach. This is what he said. I woke up out of sight of land. Couldn't see it. I started paddling with the swells and started seeing fins swimming around me. And I thought, I'm dead. Well, they turned out to be porpoises, and they pushed me all the way to shore. Now, as well as Mary Poppins, Van Dyke's film credits, of course, include Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Dick Tracy, and, of course, the Dick Van Dyke Show. And in recent years, he's appeared on screen in Night at the Museum and its 2009 sequel. Hey, by the way, Saturday, probably at about 5 or 6 p.m. Central Time, I'll be on CNN. Newscaster Don Lemon will be interviewing me about this missile, this spiral, this airplane, this contrail, whatever it was off the coast of California on Monday night. I'll be on CNN. So if you're around on Saturday, tune in on that. Well, it's our tradition here on Coast to Coast AM. Every Veterans Day, we bring in Danyon Brinkley, author of The Secrets of the Light, Saved by the Light, At Peace in the Light, and also the head of the Twilight Brigade. Danyon devotes his life now to our veterans. He's next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Now, he really doesn't need an introduction, but I'm going to do so anyway. Danyon Brinkley is a writer, author, spiritual teacher. He has survived several near-death experiences. His not-for-profit organization, the Twilight Brigade, has trained thousands and thousands of volunteers to be at the bedside of our nation's dying veterans. And here he is on Coast to Coast. Always a tradition here, Danny, and I look forward to this. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, George. This is our 13th year.
Gosh.
That's pretty cool. This is the 13th year we've done this.
You're like the Energizer Bunny. You just keep going and going and going.
Well, I would say the same thing about you, but the piece you just had on mortgages with the lady that you had on, that was excellent information for the Coast to Coast audience. Way to go, George.
Tell me a little bit. What's new with the Twilight Brigade? Here we are, another Veterans Day.
First is veterans morale, okay? First is veterans morale. The more I talk to guys coming back, the more when someone says thank you for serving and I listen to those reactions, I've heard this maybe 40 times, different groups. We went to Kandahar where the Taliban was the most dug in. And America went to the mall. So when you hear that kind of stuff, you know that we're not paying enough attention to them, George. And then if you look at the statistics, more are committing suicide on active duty per month than are dying in combat. And the government does not list those non-veterans. I mean, those people who are veterans who are already out of service. They just list the ones in service. So when you look at those kind of numbers, there's something wrong with the morale.
You know, Danyon, as we look at the situation in Afghanistan and Iraq right now, and I know you're in Rome right now, so you're abroad doing what you're doing. Do you see any end to this? Is there any inside information that you can share with us?
Yeah, but Monday will tell us that story. If you look at the president and you look at what is just what is happening right now, we know that the guys who are doing the job in the field, they know that they're doing their job, but that's not a winnable situation. It's not winnable. I mean, they know that. And all they're trying to do is keep defining their mission. It went from the Taliban, it went from the Al-Qaeda to the Taliban to state building. You know, it's all those places. So what the president of the United States is doing by going to India and then dealing with the issues in Israel and now going to the G20 summit, he has positioned himself to put the strongest face on the American populace to figure out what to do about that.
Well, that's absolutely true. How did you get involved in all this, Daniel? I mean, you were zapped by lightning. You died three times. You came back. But how did you get involved with helping veterans?
It was my dad. When I was a hospice volunteer because, George, when you get struck by lightning in South Carolina, and you'd already served in the Marine Corps, and you were working contracts for the government, just little piddly things, but you lived around military people all the time. And but I was not focused there. And I would take my dad. When my mom passed in 1984, she said two things. Take care of your dad and don't let him hurt me anymore. Okay? And so someone would have to take Dad because he's World War II veteran, and I would go, and when I took him there, I went in, I saw this ward. While my dad can work the VA as perfect as any human being, I went in this ward, and it was guys with AIDS, and it was, ever how they got it wasn't any of my business, but it was the saddest place, George, I'd ever been in my life, and it captured me, you know, that whole part of the near-death experience, that it captured me, that this was something that I could do that would truly represent what it was I learned from that first near-death experience. And then 5 years later, in 1989, I had the second, and then in 1997, I had the third. All of it leads me to this state of mind. Veterans have paid a price. And if there's a place where people really start to look to change their emotional, spiritual, and mental lives, it is look at those people who have served us. And I found myself becoming so involved in these AIDS guys because their families had deserted them. In 1984, if you walked across the street on the same side as the building, you would get AIDS. Everybody was crazy about it. But these were people. And then I started looking at palliative and end-of-life care, and all these are very new things. The VA will have the greatest palliative and end-of-life care program of any medical establishment in the United States within 3 years. And why, George? They have to. Take a guess at how many veterans pass every 30 days.
Oh, my God. It's got to be hundreds, if not thousands. Thousands, I would guess.
73,000.
God.
And in 2012, George, it will be 90 to 100,000.
Well, I got to tell you this. You know, I don't get very emotional, Damien. I consider myself a pretty tough guy. But when I tear up,
well, you're in the Navy, though, man.
I tear up. Well, listen to this story. I called my dad today, 87 years old, veteran of World War II. I wished him a happy Veterans Day. And he just stopped and said, I'm wishing you one. And I'm telling you, it tore me up.
Well, because look, you serve too. You're just like all the rest of us. The key about veterans is
then he got shot at. I never did.
Wait a minute. You're on the radio tonight. This is the 13th annual program. The state of the veterans, there are three good things, three bad things, but these are just veterans. I know about death, George. I'm an expert in how people and what people think in the last minutes and hours they breathe, and I know what's next. So my gift back to the world and everything that I know of is to be at the bedside of these people and to train people in techniques that really helps those people in transition and helps the families have closure. I mean, and your dad wishing you, it doesn't matter whether you were shot at. It's that you served, and it doesn't matter how and where you served, is that you signed up or you drafted and you did your time, whether it was 2 years or 6 years or 20. We're the ones that's going to make the difference, George, because it's our parents. When I started to take my dad, I discovered AIDS. I started going to see VA people with AIDS everywhere I went, you know, and I did that for probably 10 years. And then I kept seeing the fallacies in the system based on what I've learned about science and what I know about the other side. I know who we are as spiritual beings. And then I started to find ways to incorporate that into veterans. And I look at where they are, where their hearts are. I die with them. It's been 2 weeks. The last person, my 370th person, was 2 weeks ago in L.A.
Amazing.
Well, you'd be doing the same thing. You have this show.
You're one of a kind, though, my friend.
Well, so are you, George. Well, maybe you and Tommy, but when you produce shows that puts information out to us and to the people at night and gives them ways to look at things, whether it's a decision or not, George, you're serving a great platform. Don't lessen yourself. And I know about your veterans' issues because you are one, and you answer the call because you took the oath and you do it in your programming. I'm very proud of it. Now, let me tell you what else is changing. What's changing is that diabetes is almost taking over hearing loss. 41% of all VA claims are about hearing loss, and it's really true and it really happens. Okay, and number two, now diabetes, you're talking 44% of the population of veterans have diabetes, and then families and children. This is a serious issue. You know, we got to figure out stuff to do that really confronts diabetes. You know, this is like the third year I've been pushing this diabetes thing. But if people just go to Danyon, there's the everything about diabetes, the different kind of programs, what you should do, what you should think about. And there's just a little apple with a poppy seed on it, because 11-11, the poppy flower. And just go to Danyon and look at that, because you know what, George? If we don't put it in front of us, and we don't look at our options, and we don't take the challenges that are there, then we as the veteran, we're falling behind. And we can't afford not to keep serving. And the other thing, too, is homelessness. I mean, homelessness...
It's huge.
But think of this, what is immoral. And I don't like to go there a lot of times, because who knows what morality is. But we probably have 15,000 homeless women. The system is designed for men. Okay, and to accommodate women, because we have 232,000 of them in the game. So they're sleeping in their cars. They're losing their children to their husbands because they serve. They end up homeless and don't know where to go. I would say 15% of that was lack of information about how to use the programs at the VA. But that's the VA's responsibility. And I'd say the rest of it is that they are homeless because the system is not working for them.
Well,
so Daniel, everybody,
let me mention, by the way, you're way out in Rome and there's a little scratchiness on your phone, but I want people to bear with us with that. You're a long, long way away. But I hear you well. I just want you to know that.
Thanks, everybody. And thanks, George. If we get to put it out there, George, the people who listen to the show make their decisions. And we put it out there cohesively in honor of what this day stands for, and in honor of your dad, just like I think I do this a lot in honor of mine.
Because you know, whenever I'm at an airport and I see a troop member or a whole group of them, and there are lots of them these days, as you well know, they're in their military uniforms or they're in their camouflage outfits a lot, you got to stop and thank them or say hi to them. And when I see that, it's really a great sight when I see somebody just come up to them and shake their hands. It's just special.
It is, but we need to do a little more, though, George. I mean, these guys know that America doesn't notice. They know that. They appreciate when people come up and thank them. But we have to look at the system that serves them, and we have to look at what happens to them once they come home from a mission, because we don't serve in that part of the military anymore. But we serve in the part of taking care of them. We serve in the part of looking for all those ways to help people. And that's what the Twilight Brigade does. I train these people, and I look at complementary and integrative ways, like the reconnection with Eric Pearl. When you can realize that someone has formed, since we all know we live in that field, we live in the photon field. It's quantum science has proven it. They've proven it in Switzerland. Now we live in that field that you can find techniques that can tap into that. That's important too, George.
It sure is. Well, stay with us. Daniel Brinkley, he's live in Rome. We're talking about Veterans Day and the Twilight Brigade. We'll be back with your phone calls, your veterans questions, and your stories on Coast to Coast AM. Is there a secret government time travel project? Stick around for next hour. We'll find out. And when we come back with Daniel Brinkley, we'll take your phone calls this Veteran Day on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Daniel Brinkley with us this hour as we talk about the Twilight Brigade. Daniel, if people want to help you with the Twilight Brigade, what can they do?
I can just go to Daniel.com and you'll see the Twilight Brigade there. I mean, we need to make that battle cry just like you would, that like we're supposed to. But, you know, George, we all think that our fathers would be proud of us as veterans, don't you? Don't you
sure.
think you are you glad that your father was proud of you today?
Yes, it broke me up. Absolutely.
Well, let's add a little more to that. Tommy and I have a surprise for you. Tommy, are you there?
We have a little, okay, there we are. George, we have a little surprise for you. You received a letter a few weeks ago, and I know that you're very proud of it, and we wanted to read it.
Oh, no,
I think you know what it is, but it reads like this. Dear George, for the past several years, I have been keeping track of your daily accolades to our servicemen and women and their families, and have been keeping a log of the hours you have expensed in showing both patriotism and support for the USA and the US veteran. In recognition of those efforts, I have taken the liberty of nominating you for the Presidential Service Volunteer Award as a Lifetime Service Award. On behalf of President Obama and VansForVets.org, I am pleased to extend my personal thanks and congratulations to you upon being awarded the President's Service Award and Service Pin, as well as a personal message from President Obama included with this brief message. Thank you so much for all you do for America and veterans and families through expense of your valuable time and energy to assist VansForVets.org in completing its mission to keep our vets and families mobile. Sincerely, Dr. Joseph A. Resnick, Founding Director. Congratulations, George, both from Daniel, myself, and the Coast family.
Thank you.
And you see, and to your dad, George, to that veteran who wished you today, from all of us, you know, you're doing the work and you keep serving, and that represents it. People who step up to the plate. Are you still there, George?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
But you deserve to be loved and appreciated, George, and I'm sorry. Is there going to be a one world currency? Absolutely. When will it be decided? This weekend. No question. Okay.
I think you're right. G20,
no
here
question.
They come.
It's going to be decided. So what do we do as ordinary citizens? We get active in volunteerism. We support things not because it does anything but makes us feel good or it makes us be honored by our families. I know my mother and my father are proud of me. And what am I? I'm in Riccione, Italy, because the publisher, the Italian publisher has published Saved by the Light and Secrets of the Light, and Catherine and I are here promoting them, and we're attending a reconnection seminar. So we're doing the work and putting the books in Italian. But,
that's
George,
right.
When people step up to the plate and find the little things that we could do to volunteer, to be at the bedside, to take time to look after caregivers, to go look at the disabled American veterans, to get involved in homeless women's programs, then we're really actively doing something. Another person that steps up to the plate is Terry Fader. This is one of the few people who – he won the America's Most Talented, and Simon Cowell said he was the most talented man in America.
Yep.
He recognizes veterans, and he supports the Twilight Brigade as a star in ways that I very rarely in 33 years of this have seen. So I want to make sure that
he's the puppeteer now. He's in Vegas now, isn't he?
George, he's so amazing. He can sing Etta James, Garth Brooks, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, he's good.
And he takes on 12 or 13 voices in those characters. He never moves his lips. You can never see him do this, and he sings exactly like them. But not only that, he recognizes veterans. every time a person buys a DVD from Terry Fader or goes to that show, it compensates the Twilight Brigade. That's super. People stepping up to the plate. That's people really doing. And the other thing I want people to do is to go to wellcity.com. I'm trying to create a veterans community where all that information is of what they might need as they enter this new part of life. Veterans are 9% of the population, but 44% of the homeless. We have to do something about it, George. So if people just come to Danyon and look through all that stuff, figure out if there's something there that really helps them and helps them come into being of service, just like the veteran and serving the veteran.
All right, let's take some calls here, Danyon. Corey is in Clearfield.
Congratulations,
well,
George.
Thank you. Very kind. Corey, go ahead. You're on with us.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Corey.
Hi. I just want to talk about vets. I love them. I don't consider myself a vet, but I did 4 years in the Marine Corps.
Oh, so what do you consider yourself?
You're a vet.
I consider myself a single mom who is actually about 4 months behind in my house payment.
Oh.
Okay, well, here's what I would do. If you served in the United States Marine Corps, so did I.
Thank you.
Hoorah. Hoorah, sister.
Hoorah.
Listen, let me answer the question. There are a series of programs in the VA. What state are you in?
I'm in Utah.
Okay. There is a series of programs that has designed completely around you as a single parent, homeless veteran.
I'm not homeless yet.
What you need to do is this. You need to go to the VA and go to the Veteran Service Organization in the VA and go to the Marine VSO and tell them your story. And all this stuff will stop. They'll take care of you.
I would love to, but you know what? As a single mom, when I got out of the military, my state, I was told I make too much to even go for a wig.
Yeah, but
I make too much for this. Listen to me,
Corinne, that's old news. That's old news. The VA and a lot of programs are stepping up to the plate because it's political. They have to do it, and we're at war.
Yeah.
Everything that you're telling me that you've been told no longer exists. If you're a single parent and you're homeless and you served in the military.
I'm not homeless yet.
They have programs.
She's not homeless yet, Danyon, but she's on the case.
Well, but they have programs.
Not yet.
Corey, give us one more hoorah.
Hoorah!
There you go.
Marine Corps.
There you go. But yeah, you're right. The programs have changed now, haven't they?
Oh, George, and I get a chance to be so proud because I'm on the White House legislative agenda, and I look at the work. I deal with end-of-life care. I see and talk to veterans all the time, but I deal in end-of-life. I get you in those final days of your life. I know the fallacies and the mistakes, and I see the emotional consequences of what happens to these guys. And we are creating whole new paradigms. And why I like people to go to Danyon and look at the Twilight Brigade and get involved and buy Terry Fader DVDs and pay attention to the people that are stepping up to the plate, like Well City, and really get in here and let's do something. Because, George, the stuff that you talk about, about the one world government, and now last week every satellite and every observatory is looking for life. Did you see that piece that came out?
Sure did.
They're all linking together because somebody's going to find this. And I don't know what in the world you're going to tell CNN, but I wish you all the luck in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Mac, truck driving in Indiana, first-time caller. Go ahead, Mac. You're on with Danyon Brinkley.
It's such a great experience to be able to talk to you, George. And you too, sir. I appreciate all your work you do for veterans.
Are you a veteran?
Yes, sir. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I wanted to share a Vietnam veteran's Christmas Vietnam story for you.
Please, go ahead, Mac.
Well, you know, in Vietnam, we really didn't have a lot over there to count on except for each other. And there was a great deal of camaraderie amongst all of us there. And each of us had each other's back while we were there. And I'll never forget being there for Christmas was kind of a lonely experience. Here we are all away from home. We have really nothing Christmas-wise, except for we did have a steak dinner that night. But other than that, it wasn't very Christmassy. And we were all sitting around kind of drowning in our sorrows. And lo and behold, I got delivered a huge package that my mother had sent me. And in that huge package was a bunch of other smaller packages and gifts. And, you know, I'm thinking, wow, this is really super. And I sit there and I handed out all those gifts, not knowing what was in any of those boxes or gifts from my parents or from my mother, to everybody that was there. And it just ended up there was enough to give everyone a gift out of the ones that got there. It was sort of coincidental. And it really, you know, the best Christmas experience I've ever had was sharing my Christmas that my parents had given to me with those guys there. And I just wanted to share that with all the veterans out there tonight. And happy Veterans Day to everyone.
Same to you, Mac. Remember, George, we did this. We, in one of our programs, we did letters.
Yes.
We did letters, and we put the Twilight Brigade and Coast to Coast put something like 113,000 letters to the guys in Afghanistan, Iraq. We did this. We wrote letters in, and we sent them out. And, you know, it's nice to hear a veteran talk and to celebrate. He knows what those guys in those deserts are doing tonight on 11/11. They're cleaning that weapon. They don't know who their enemy is. And they're worried about what's going on with their mortgages, and they're worried about what's going on to being away from their children, being away from their husbands or their wives, and they're going through all of that. And I think that what we try to do in Coast to Coast, and just people who are doing the work try to do, is to let them know, because I know this goes Air Force Radio.
Hey, what happens to their bills, Daniel? When a reservist gets called up to active duty, what happens to all his or her bills?
They're screwed.
Really?
You
still have to pay them?
Well, I mean, a reservist is just a reservist. He returns. I mean, if he's been in theater, he has access to the system, but he doesn't come back to a base, George. He comes back to an apartment if it's still there with dust on the floor and expected to go back to work.
They don't put a moratorium on payments or anything like that?
Well, they're usually 3 months behind in... It's usually 3 months behind before he gets his check. And this is where the system is. But they're doing stuff to correct it, but not enough. But a reservist, when they're called up, they get the short end of the stick. They get the short end.
Let's go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Aaron, you're with us on Coast to Coast. Hi, Aaron. Go ahead.
Hi. Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for your service to our country.
Sure thing.
I'm a U.S. Army veteran myself. And I
Hoorah!
Hoorah! This is an anniversary for me as well, because this is the second anniversary of talking to you two on Memorial Day, or on Veterans Day.
Super.
And I volunteer at the Milwaukee VA Hospital in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for a place called guitarsforvets.org. And I talked to Heidi today, Danian, and she's going to forward you my email. And we appeared on the Brian Williams show on the segment called Making a Difference. We're pretty happy about it, and I think they crashed our website right afterwards.
Okay, what do you do? What are you doing?
We are giving with a doctor's sort of prescription, or the doctor will give us a reference to a veteran who wants to take guitar lessons from us. We're all volunteers.
So just in your local area?
Yeah, we have 10 chapters across the U.S., St. Louis, Milwaukee, Dallas, I believe, D.C.,
make sure I get that.
Yes, and after their sixth free lesson, we give them a free guitar, gig bag, strap, and tuner. And they keep that for the rest of their life.
See, so, another person, George, stepping up to the plate.
Yeah.
What's your website, Aaron?
Stepped up to the plate. Listen, make sure I get that information.
And
we will get that to you.
What's your website, Aaron?
It's called guitarsforvets.org.
guitarsforvets.org. Okay, we'll make sure we put a little link up on our Twitter feed for you at coasttocoastam.com.
Yeah, just make sure I get it.
How do they react to Americans out there in Rome, Daniel, where you are right now?
They love them. I'm in Riccone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up on the Adriatic coast. I tried to make sure they would do this program on the Adriatic coast, because I wanted to try to get into Bosnia to see that pyramid. They say they've discovered a pyramid that's built in the same structure of Teotihuacan, the one in Mexico. And they're having a little NATO problem, so I'm having difficulty getting into the site to see it, so I came to Riccone to do this part of the tour.
Well, I suspect two Italians are there holding the phone lines with their hands together.
Well, that's probably true, too, but you know what? It's a wonderful old world, George. It gives me a chance to stop and really appreciate why I love America and my wife and my kids, and to look so forward to knowing, me and Tommy have been plotting, to really knowing that you were going to get recognized and the power and the strength of that voice. And just like the guy telling us what it means about, Mac telling us what it means about Christmas, this night is about that veteran out there in the field and in active duty and that one that walks tonight, and we celebrate. And just, you know, that's why I put all that stuff up on Danyon, Wells City, and I put a link to Terry Fader. So anybody who goes on and buys a DVD of Terry Fader, if you can't get to Las Vegas, then he gives me that money. He gives that money to the Twilight Brigade. And if you're a veteran, George, you and Tommy should come because you get a 25% discount.
Hey, how about that? Let's go to Sharon Aptos, California. Go ahead, Sharon. Welcome to the program.
Hi, gentlemen. And happy Veterans Day to everyone. But I have a story that is beyond the pale, and I would like you to tell me that this is not true.
Squeeze it in. We've got 2 minutes. Go ahead, Sharon.
Have you ever heard of personality mental disorder?
Sure.
Okay. Have you heard about servicemen being tortured to sign a form that negates any treatment from the veterans' hospitals?
Okay, you are this person?
No, I have nothing to do with this. This is there is an author that has been on our local radio twice this week telling this story.
Well, a lot of people, let me answer this question, Sharon. A lot of people have a lot of stories. A lot of veterans live in a lot of different kinds of spaces in their reality because they can't adjust to what's happened to them. And some of them develop schizophrenic tendencies, and some of them become paranoid. Okay, and I live among us. I see all the aspects of where a veteran is. I mean, I live them. So what I'd have to do is know this person and know the details about him. And if someone could get me directly in contact with this person, I could answer that question, because I don't know of anyone who would torture anybody, but I know the bureaucratic system would do an awful lot to keep that person to take post-traumatic stress disorder and it become a mental illness, because then they would become a ward of the system. But I know the system so well that I can look at this person and look at this information, and I can tell you what he's done wrong in achieving his goal.
All right, Danyon, my friend, I want to thank you for being on the program. And again, you take care of yourself. Let's keep in touch.
And George, right? I want to do a show again sometime and talk about all this other stuff. But tonight is about the veterans, and our hearts go out to them. And congratulations to you.
Well, thank you very much, Danyon. Thank you very much.
To everybody on Coast to Coast, and oorah, Semper Fi.
All right, very good. And let me just take this brief moment to absolutely thank all of you who have served in our military, who have loved ones who served and aren't with us today, so we can be here talking freely on the radio as we do right now. Thank you. Back in a moment as we talk about a possible secret government time travel program on Coast to Coast AM.